Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You know, I'll tell you what, I know God told that to Joshua a few thousand years ago, but guess what? That still applies today, because since then he is Emmanuel. He has left us the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will leave with you the Holy Spirit. I love it. Just remember, friend, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. I love it. Hey, happy Thursday. It's Joey Kroll with you. So good to see you. Let me take your coat. No, in fact, leave it on. It's a little cold out. Oh, I don't know about you. We had, of course, we had that snowfall, over the weekend? What, Sunday was it? And just cold weather. I'm really looking forward to spring. I really am. You know, I was really debating on buying a snowblower. And because, you know, a good one is about $300, $400, maybe $500. You know, you just don't want a cheap one. If you're going to do it, you might as well just do it right. You know, I think this winter has converted me to just spend whatever money is needed to get a snowblower. So I think we'll just break down and get one. It is so good to spend some time with you. I do look forward. I know I mention this every Thursday. I really look forward to our time together. And I was just telling my wife, Aubrey, the other day. I said, you know, I just love what I do at Great News Radio. I really, really do. I'm just so blessed to not only be a listener, but also serve on this side of the radio each and every week. And I do thank Mark as well several times a month. Thank you for letting me serve. It is such an honor to spend some time with you, do the work of the ministry. I enjoy it. Thank you for allowing me to serve here for the last 5 years. Praise the Lord. I love it. Hey, I don't know if you missed Monday and Tuesday's program. Mark has been focusing on the Alpha Course, which is a course that focuses on the basics of Christianity. Answer some of the simple questions like, who is Jesus and why did he die? Why do we have to pray? How do we pray? And on Monday and Tuesday, how does God guide us? So if you missed the program Monday and Tuesday, go back, visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, click on archives and listen to Monday and Tuesday's program on how does God guide us? Well, looking ahead to the weekend, which we do all the time, don't we? Judah Christian School will be having their annual Dollar Day sale this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Judah Christian School, 908 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. If you want to get more details, just call 217-359-1701, 217-359-1701. And if you want more details about this or other events happening this weekend and for the next several weeks and months, just visit our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, did you know, which you probably already do, that Jesus is the promised Messiah? If you study not only the New Testament, but the Old Testament, you get to see the fingerprints of Jesus all over Scripture, not just in the New Testament, but the Old as well. So today we're going to be talking about how Jesus is the promised Messiah from the book of Isaiah. Going to be talking about that right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee. To God,
Never wrote a book, yet more books have been written about him than about any other individual in all of history. He never wrote a song, but more songs have been composed and sung about him than about anyone else in the world. He never traveled more than 300 miles from his home, yet you can find only a few places in the entire world where people have never heard his name, Jesus. To simply worship or acknowledge Jesus as a great person, a great prophet, or just a great leader is to insult him. See, he is far more than all of these. He is God who became a man. He is God in the flesh. In him, the perfect wedding of deity and humanity coexist, yet are not mixed. Jesus became like us in order to bring us back into a relationship with God. And today, we're going to be talking about how Jesus is the promised Messiah. You know, two brothers ran into the house and saw a bowl full of eggs their mom was about to boil. The older brother said, "I'll give you a dollar if you let me break three of these on your head." "Promise?" the young one asked. "Of course," the older one answered. Soon the first egg was dripped down the younger brother's face, then the second. He didn't care. He had his heart set on the promise of the dollar, praise the Lord. But as the boy stood there waiting for the third egg, his older brother darted off laughing. "I'm not breaking the third one," the older brother called back, "because that would cost me a dollar." You know, life often serves up broken promises, don't it? Friend, people disappoint us, leaders mislead us, and over time, trust cracks like an egg, spilling its contents all over us. So how do we know Jesus is who he claimed to be? Why should we believe him? I mean, really, we know this and we believe him because he was promised through prophecy that ultimately came to pass. So if you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 53 today. Isaiah 53 verses 2 to 12 says, "He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. And we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us had turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering of sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors." You know, a pastor walked with a soap manufacturer down the streets of New York, and noticing all the advertisement stores and clothing promoting a life of ungodliness, the soap manufacturer remarked to the pastor, "The gospel you preach hasn't done much good. There's a lot of filth in this world." The two men walked a few more blocks before they encountered a homeless man covered in grime. "The soap you sell hasn't done much good," the pastor reflected. "There's a lot of filth in this world." And the soap manufacturer chuckled and said, "Ah, but you're wrong. Soap is only useful when it's applied." "Exactly," said the pastor, "and so it is with the gospel." A lot of people misunderstand what Jesus came to give us and how he came to give it. When they look at the life of Jesus, they see things they'd rather not see, like pain and rejection, endurance and humility. You see, Jesus didn't come as a pop star or a reality TV king. I mean, if you read Isaiah 53, the verses 2 and 3 shows us he had no stately form or majesty. It tells us that he wasn't handsome. It tells us instead that he was despised. He knew grief and hung out with sorrow. The promise God gave was that our Savior would be rejected by his own people. Friend, have you ever felt rejected? It cuts deep, don't it? I mean, it knocks the wind out of you. It's a pain that lingers, causing you to doubt your own worth. So when it happens, you might try to ignore it. People often try to eat or shop or entertain their way out of it. But Jesus didn't run from rejection. He knew God always has a plan and a purpose for pain. And because of that truth, he willingly embraced it. The Bible says that it was the joy that was set before him You know, the gospel message is that Jesus endured rejection so that we can have abundant life. But his sacrifice, listen to this, must be applied in order for that life to take effect. You have to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior for that to be true for you. You know, the Bible is the number one selling book of all time. It is found to be accurate and factual through archaeologists, through history, and also through prophecies that actually came true. You know, Isaiah 53 also contains a number of prophecies, including Jesus' piercing, his scourging, and even his silence in the face of oppression. And the passage also mentions that our own iniquities would be placed on Jesus as our sinless Savior. Verse 4 says, he took up our pain and bore our suffering. See, Jesus came not only to bear our sins, but also our burdens. And you know what, friend? In your pain, know this one truth, that you are not alone. Jesus sees. He knows. He cares. He's been there. And because he has suffered, he offers a comfort not merely rooted in intellectual understanding, but in a compassionate understanding, because he knows, he cares, he's been there. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would come so he could help us. The crushing and the anguish he went through justified us before God. Listen to this. As he bore our sin, we also read that he made intercession for the transgressors. That in verse 12 of Isaiah 53. The transgressors, that's you and me. Those are people who were full of sin. And what's more, now that our sin has been atoned for, his intercession has not ceased. Intercession is when Jesus goes to God on our behalf. He goes to God on our behalf, and we see that he prays for us. Can you imagine? Listen to this. This is probably one of the most beautiful thoughts that you can have the entire year, that Jesus goes to God and prays on your behalf. We see that in the garden. Jesus was praying for all believers. Wouldn't you like to hear, I mean, just between you and me, wouldn't you like to hear what Jesus says to God about you? Lord, be with such and such today. He's going to have a bad day. Hold his hand when he finds out the news about such and such. Verse 12 says he made intercession for the transgressors. And he still does that today. In Hebrews, I think it tells us that he sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes for the saints. Jesus is that friend who sticks closer than a brother, Proverbs 18:24. Also, the Word of God tells us that he's an ever-present help in time of trouble, Psalm 46, verse 1. He is your mediator and your master and your risen king. God keeps his promises. He is dependable and faithful. He sent Jesus as the Messiah, just as he said he would. God will prove himself trustworthy to you if you will seek him with all of your hearts. Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah.
Takes away my sin.
Oh, yes, that's a group, Sela and Oh the Blood. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention today for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And if you want to catch up with me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition. Praise the Lord, it's Friday, of Mark and Friends. That comes up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.